Hello there, friends. Hello there, sweetheart. And hello there, my loves. Welcome to Make It Out Stronger and Better, a podcast hosted by me, Rhoda Nyakundi, where we talk about positivity, and all we try to do here is help you realize that there's positivity in everything, because what we believe is every negativity comes with its own box full of positivity. All you have to do is focus on them. So tune up with me every single Friday. There is always new episodes from experiences, from interviews, as well as research that I share with you. But for now, let's dive in into today's episode. Hello, hello people. Good morning, good morning. Okay, I'm recording this at it's actually 7:46 p.m. But I know you're going to be hearing this because I'm going to be releasing it tomorrow morning, most probably around 10 there. That's East African time. But anyway, how are you guys? I hope all of you are great and have started this new year. Oh, by the way, it's a happy new year. Happy new year, people. Aki, I hope the year has started on a very light note for you, a very big energy as it has started for me. Like, I just started this year and I just realized, like, oh, God has just delivered something for me that I have wanted, and he just delivered it in the start of the year. So anyway, this is our first episode this year, and I wanted it to come with the energy that I have, with the vibe that I have. I actually wasn't even thinking about recording an episode for you guys. Let me just be frank and honest. I never thought about an episode, but like in the morning when I woke up, I just felt in the mood of actually doing an episode. And guess what? I'll be talking out to you guys about today. That is how to value yourself as a Christian woman. Well, if you're listening to this and you are a guy, don't feel like you're left out. No. Just change the woman and put it to a man. But I just realized, like, my biggest audience number is from ladies and women. And I am a woman, so I'll be, like, talking directly to women. But also, you as a guy, don't feel like it is not for you. Because trust me, the message I have prepared today is a message that I believe is going to change yourself. And, you know, don't start a year looking at yourself with a value that even is not from God. Look at yourself with the value that you are a child of God. Yeah? So as we talk more on value today, we will most likely mention self-worth. And something about this word self-worth, some ladies will be like, nah, it's not biblical, because some of them mostly mistaken it for ego or pride. That's why I really want to start, first of all, to actually differentiate between these two, self-worth and pride. And what I understand from pride, number one, is this. It gives no space to any other person other than you. Like, pride only focuses on you. You don't see yourself as good, but you see yourself as perfect. Like, if someone tries to change you or try to correct you, you'll be on their heads and their toes, because you feel like you're a person that shouldn't be corrected. You make no mistakes. So I would say pride is so selfish. But when I talk about self-worth, what I mean is this, that self-worth gives space to others. The only difference is that you don't give space for them to disrespect you. Yeah? Let me give an example for you guys to understand the difference better. Like, you are in a working area or working, what can I say, environment. You have a friend or maybe a colleague who you work together. You two have a task or a project to deliver. So when you start speaking or through not giving your colleague a chance to also represent what he or she has prepared or what he or she thinks about your opinion, that is pride. Yeah? But when it comes to self-worth, you allow your colleague to also view in their comments and opinions, even though it is different from what you think, but you don't allow them to disrespect you. They might disrespect you through words, calling you names. They might disrespect you by, like, using the position you are, or maybe abusive language or something like that, you might not really understand, but exactly, I hope you have gotten the difference. Yeah. So having said that, let's get to it. Okay. So starting us off, everything has a source, a reason, and a purpose. That's something that I will always mention. I will always say, like, in every single thing you go through, in everything that you find yourself going through, it has a source, it has a reason, and it has a purpose. Yeah. So you undervaluing yourself, or rather, let me say, like, having no sense of self-worth has a source. There's something that triggers you behaving like that, because, you know, self-worth is not something that we can speak by words. It's something that we see, it's something that people can see. So it's like behavioral. Yeah. So for you to behave a certain way, there is a reason why you are behaving like that, okay? Before I confuse you, or like, if you are wondering, like, how in the world do I undervalue myself? Like, she's talking about me not having self-worth. How do I know I don't have self-worth? Yeah? So, well, these are 7 quick ways how. One of them is you constantly want to please others. Hey, I will mention these, mentioning my name in it, because trust you me, before I got saved and before I went to being the rude lady that I have been all these, like, almost forever, I was working towards pleasing others. In which way? Where I even don't look at what I love and what I don't love. If you love, I would say this has happened sometimes back when I was in a relationship, where you find the guy you like loves some type of music. So just because this person told you they love a certain music, because you want to connect, you will also say, hey, by the way, I also love this certain type of music. You forget about what you love, and I end up following what other people are doing. Not because I want to learn something new or want to try something new. It's because I want to please others. That is one way you know that your self-worth is, like, on a level that shouldn't be. You start pleasing others. Underline the word constantly. Constant, like, your day to day is just pleasing others. Number 2 is you allow others to treat you poorly. This is why I really wanted to make the difference between pride and self-worth. And as I've said, pride is so selfish, but pride gives space and room for others to view in their comments and their views and their opinions, but you don't allow them to disrespect you. You don't tolerate them disrespecting you, yeah? So in point number 2, it's actually the opposite. You allow them to trample on you. You allow them to abuse you in front of others. You allow them to embarrass you. You allow them to do everything. Like, there's something that I really usually feel so strong in my heart. Like, being a Christian doesn't mean I'm stupid. You will not be doing things to me or to others and you just look at them, you know. Even I believe, like, even Jesus reached a point where he couldn't tolerate us human beings having to treat his father's house as a shop, as a market. He really got furious. You get? So don't you find yourself just allowing others to treat you in a way that even you yourself will never ever treat yourself. Okay. Number 3 is you don't think you deserve much. This is in the aspect of maybe when you're working or where you work, when an opportunity comes and all of you are free and open to try it out, you're like, I cannot do this. I really can't try to do this, because you don't even see yourself deserving it. You don't even see yourself being worth of it. You don't think like you deserve it. You always view yourself as a small person that cannot do this and that. And you know, the way you view yourself is the way people are going to view you. The way you look at yourself is the way people are going to look at you. The way you treat yourself is the same way people are going to treat you. Okay, if I wake up in the morning and I see you, you're always dirty, you're always smelly, you never comb your hair, there's a picture that will come in my head. And most, like, you'll find yourself treating that person that way, I'll find myself treating them as my mind is. So make sure you don't treat yourself in a way that you don't want someone else to treat you. Yeah. So you don't think you deserve much. Number four is you're not feeling like yourself. You have compared yourself to others. You please others. You treat yourself poorly, that even who you are is lost. When you try to figure out what do I like, it is lost in what does that person like. It is lost in you not seeing yourself as you deserve. It is lost in every negative aspect that even if I ask you what's your best hobby, you don't even know what to say because you don't know. You've forgotten who you are. You've let yourself go. Yeah. Number five is you neglect your own needs. This I would compare it with point number one, which is constantly want to please others, where you constantly want to please others that you neglect your own needs. You neglect who you are. You neglect the personal time you had. Like, let me say, for example, before you had friends, you had enough time for yourself. You had some routines that you do. You had some things that you love doing alone. But now that you have friends, you don't even have time for your own self. You don't even have time to have time with God. You've lost everything. You have nothing. You've neglected every need that you had. You always think about doing it for so and so, because I will tell you for a fact, and this is just straight from the Bible, Jesus told and commanded us that love your neighbor as you love yourself. So in as much as you're loving your neighbor, you should love them as you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, if you neglect your own needs, what makes you think you're going to take care of another person genuinely and purely? Like, don't neglect your needs. Number six is you stopped taking care of yourself. Let me emphasize this, ladies and gentlemen. Like, you have forgotten how to look after yourself. Sometimes, or most of the times, taking good care of yourself doesn't need fragrance, expensive smells, expensive hairstyles, expensive manicure and pedicure, expensive whatever you want to call it. I have never been in a manicure or pedicure shop, let me tell you for a fact, but I have used fragrances. I've bought fragrances for myself and they were not that expensive. Taking care of yourself sometimes, even it's not only about your physical being, but also your spiritual being, your emotional being, your financial status, your, like, all around. What do you, can you look at your area of life, every area of your life, and feel like you're comfortable? If you're not comfortable, then that's a sign you need to upgrade your self-worth. And I think this episode really, really needs to be heard by you. And number seven of the last tip, how you know that you're undervaluing yourself, is you've stopped striving for greater things. I don't know how to put out this because I think it's self-explanatory. You no longer see yourself as a person that can achieve greater things. When you start making plans, you always make the lowest plans, like these young, small plans. You don't challenge yourself. You don't believe you can get the higher thing. You don't believe you can get something great or something nice for yourself. When someone gives you something nice, you're like, why is this person doing this for me? You don't strive for greater things. You don't look at yourself like, yo, I can get this, I can do this, I can get high, even though it looks ridiculous, even though no one believes you. It's very bad that you don't believe in yourself first, because don't blame anyone for not believing in you if you yourself aren't believing in yourself. Okay, guys, so having put that aside, let's dive in into how you should show value to yourself. So if you're writing it down, if you're driving, if you're on your way to work, if you're already at work, if you're doing whatever you're doing, I would really, really request that you be very attentive, because this is the main agenda of this episode. Starting off us on our first point is stop comparing yourself. You know why you should stop comparing yourself to any other person? Because you who is listening to me, you who is going to work this moment, you who is going through the toughest time in your day today, you who is so tired of everyone today, you who cannot even understand the situation you are right now, are created in God's image. Do you know how majestic that is? Do you know how wonderful that is? Like, the angels are not even created in God's image. You are created in God's image. Like, if God looks at you, when God looks at you, he sees his image. You know the way you look at yourself in a mirror and you see your image? God looks at you and sees himself in you. He sees who he is in you. He sees his power in you. He sees his greatness in you. So if you keep on comparing yourself to another person, you don't want to be who God created you to be. You don't want to be who God wants you to shine his majestic presence to be. Like, I have this belief, and I really always, like, let me not even say always, like, I have grown to see, like, as I am, there's something, there's a character that I'm representing about God that is not represented by another person. When I look at my brother, there's a different character that he represents about God. So imagine if I keep on trying to be like my brother. That character that God wants people to see through me about him is lost. It will die. No one will notice it. It might be through your talents. It might be through your hobbies. It might be through your genuine heart. It might be through your smile. It might be through the way you handle things, the way you look at things, and you're like, I'm still at peace. I may not know exactly how you handle things, but there's a character that you have that no one in the entire universe has. And only you can show the world that character about God. So don't compare yourself to anybody. Even though you have a twin, the character your twin has to portray in this world about God is so different from you. Point number two is embrace your mistakes and learn from them. I had to really accept this, that I made my first episode about it, forgiving your past. If you've not listened to it, then I would really urge you to go back and listen to it. It's actually among the first, if it's not the first episodes of this podcast, even before, like, I gave my life and renewed my walk with Christ. So your mistakes are one of those things that might really, really decrease your self-worth as a lady, as a man, as a human being in general. Like, every time you get an opportunity, maybe that opportunity reflects your past, you're either afraid that it might happen as it did before, so you step back from that opportunity, or you look at it like, people are gonna notice I do it in a different way, that they'll start judging that I have done it, and they will know this is something that I used to do in the past. Like, it will show something about my past. And, like, your past is something that really, really pulls a lot of people down. But I am here to tell you this. You know what? Embrace those scars, honey. Embrace those mistakes. Because if you want to continue living your self-worth according to how God wants you to live it, you need to learn how to embrace it. You know why again? Because those same mistakes, that same past, those same scars, no matter how ugly they look, no matter how much of a nasty story they have, they carry, Jesus gave up his life for those mistakes. He gave up his glory in heaven for those mistakes. He gave up everything. He let these people disrespect him. He let himself be ridiculed. He let himself be all those, like, everything you have read about Jesus and his death in the Gospels, He let it all happen. God let his only son to die for those mistakes, that you might be free. And I love Romans chapter 8 verse 1, because it reads, "For there is now no condemnation for all those that are under Christ Jesus." Because if you've given your life to Jesus, if you want only Jesus to be the one who directs and guides you, if the only person you're looking to imitate is Jesus Christ, then know that those mistakes were the reason that he died, and you're set free from those mistakes. It doesn't matter what person or whoever that person is going to look at your mistake and be like, "Oh, you really did bad things. You really did nasty things. I can't believe this is your story. I can't believe like you went through this." Jesus looks at them and says, "My child, my brother, my sister, I did it all for those mistakes so that you look up at God and not feel condemned anymore." Okay, honeys? So on that point is set your boundaries, because I love setting boundaries. If you're a close friend of mine, you already know that. I don't like it when someone overdoes something, okay? I will forgive you all the times you do it, but you might end up actually destroying the relationship we have if you keep on doing something that I have already told you don't do it. Okay, because I believe love is a commandment, like love is a command, but association is a choice. Like, set the boundaries, what you will allow and what you cannot allow, especially around the people who are close to you. I'm not talking about people who are far away from you, because these are people you meet maybe once in a week or once in a month or once in a year. And you know, you cannot control what a person does to you. You can never control it. But the people who are close to you are people that you can sit down and talk to them about and tell them, like, "I don't like this and this. I don't appreciate this and this. If you're doing it, I would really appreciate if you stopped." Because some things that you let people do create a mentality in you where you start asking yourself, like, do I really think I'm worth if this person does this and this? Especially, I would say, especially in friendships and relationships, like boy-girl relationships. Don't be too afraid of losing people that you let people overdo things that they shouldn't be doing to you. So set boundaries and make them very, 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 very clear. And last in these points is challenge your negative talking. We all are victims to negative talking. We find ourselves talking to ourselves negatively in various situations. You find yourself talking to yourself negatively in this way, in that way, in your job, in your ministry, in your friendships, in your relationships. You get a person, like, for example, maybe you're with your friend and this friend doesn't want to hang out with you anymore, and you're like, "It's because I did this and this." You start imagining things, you start thinking things, and start talking negatively about yourself. Maybe you're even innocent. Maybe she's the one or he's the one who did something that makes them feel guilty over talking to you, you know? And guarding this, or not guarding, English. I'm trying to look for this word, like, backing up this point. I love this story of faith in the Bible. It's not about Abraham. It's the story where Jesus was telling his disciples that if you had even the tiniest faith like the mustard seed, you will speak to this mountain and tell it to move, and it will surely move. Like, the faith that is in our verbal, I'm trying to use this word, but it's not coming. Like, in our mouth, in our speech, exactly. The faith that comes with our speech is very, very strong. So don't let faith and negative speech be your way of living. Let faith and positive speech be your way of living. Wake up in the morning and put positive speech on your life. Wake up, go face your problems with positive speech. Even though you look at things and you're like, this place where I am at the moment, I can never see a positive thing coming out. Just speak it in faith that there is positivity in this. Have positive speech followed by faith. And you will see that things are going to get better. Okay, guys? So I will conclude our episode today with a verse. That is Isaiah chapter 52, verse 2, which says, "Shake yourself from the dust. Rise up, O captive Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the chains around your neck, O captive daughter of Zion." So I put my name in Jerusalem where I say, "Shake yourself from the dust. Rise up, O captive Rhoda. Loose yourself from the chains around your neck, O captive daughter of Zion." Like, I take this verse as a go-ahead where, like, I feel like God is trying to tell us, rise up, stand up. Know you're worthy because you are my child. Know you're worthy because I gave my only son for you. Know you're worthy because I look at you and I see my image in you. Go out there, face the world, knowing that you are great, that you are the best, not in a prideful way, but like in the self-worthy way. The worthiness that God puts on you, God puts upon you. Okay, guys? So I hope you've gained something from the podcast of today, from the episode of today. And I have something to share with you. So this is it. There's something. Tell me if you've noticed. Is it noticed or heard something different in the podcast of today? Share it with me on my Instagram page, that is Nyakundi_Rhoda. And make sure you follow me. And the one who gets it right, I have a giveaway. Yes, I have a giveaway to share with the winner. So this is how you do it. Number one, you follow me on my Instagram page. You like the photos. You go on my YouTube channel. That is Optimistic Viber. Subscribe if you haven't. But if you have, screenshot it. Go to my Instagram page. Okay, I think I'm confusing you guys. Okay, let me go. Number one, subscribe on my YouTube channel. That is Optimistic Viber. One word, Optimistic Viber. If you have already, screenshot it. Let's go to my Instagram page. That is Nyakundi_Rhoda. Follow and then like the pictures. Get into my inbox. Yeah. Send the screenshot of you subscribing. Okay. Are we together till there? Then answer this question. Okay. What have you noticed that is different in the episode of today? Whoever gets it right, I have a gift to give to them. But this only applies for people in Nairobi, Kenya. Yeah. So when we actually find the winner, I will be posting the winner on my story, Instagram story. And also we'll be planning with the winner on the meetup. And also giving the giveaway. I hope y'all have heard it. So let's get to it, because this is the first time I'm actually doing a giveaway in any of my platforms, in any of my channels, in anywhere of my platforms. And I really hope you guys actually really take this opportunity, because I want, you know, I've really been wanting to be interactive with each of you on a personal level. But I've not known how. So I hope this is a very interesting way for us to get to know more about each other. So let's do it. Should I recap? Okay. go to my YouTube channel, that is Optimistic Viber, subscribe, take a screenshot, go to my Instagram page, Nyakundi_Roda, follow, like the pictures, go to my inbox, send your screenshot together with the answer of what difference have you noticed on today's episode. Well, guys, I hope the glory of God, the mercies of God, the blessings of the Almighty Father follows you everywhere this day and everywhere you step. May everything you touch be blessed, and may the guidance of God be the light of your footsteps. See you on our next episode. Bye for now. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to that amazing episode. Make sure you subscribe if you've not already, and also leave your reviews of your gains and experiences from any topic covered, as well as any episode you've listened to. Until next time, bye.